WCWP, Brookville, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP, Brookville. Tonight's show is a scaled-down version of the show I would have done for Homecoming Weekend. It's a 40-year musical journey with songs in 5-year increments from 1980 to 2020. The first of two 1980 songs began life as Message to Martha when Jerry Butler sang it in 1962. Then Lou Johnson sang it as Kentucky Bluebird in 64. And finally in 66, for Dionne Warwick, it was Message to Michael, which Earl Klugh covered 14 years later on his Dream Come True album. And since it's Message to Michael, I'd better listen, and so had all the other Michaels and Mikes in WCWP's history. FM and WCWP.org. It's a 40-year musical journey here on Instrumental Invasion, and it started with two songs from 1980. You just heard Larry Carlton with Strikes Twice from Strikes Twice, which featured Larry on electric guitar, Pops Popwell, Larry's former Crusaders bandmate, on bass, Paulinho da Costa with percussion, Greg Matheson on electric piano, and Brian Mann on the Yamaha CS80 synthesizer. He had that crazy solo. Before that, Earl Klugh with the Burt Bacharach and Hal David composition, Message to Michael, which he covered on Dream Come True. Earl played acoustic guitar and was backed up on guitar by Reggie Young and Lloyd Green. Lloyd played the pedal steel guitar. Our next stop is 1985, where we find Yellow Jackets, now with Mark Russo on saxophone. It's a tribute to the Los Angeles neighborhood known as Silver Lake. But it's all one word for some reason. Yellow Jackets with Silver Lake on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from Samurai Samba in 1985, their third album and first with Mark Russo on saxophone. Mark played alto on that song with established members Russell Ferrante, the composer, on keyboards, Jimmy Haslip on bass, he had that solo at the end of the song, and Ricky Lawson on drums, plus Paulinho da Costa back on percussion. Two more songs from 1985 and two from 1990 await us in the next segment of this 40-year musical journey on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
WCWP is your home for great music and great conversation.
And streaming worldwide on WCWP.org and the free WCWP mobile app. Stay golden.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Continuing in 1985, it's Dan Siegel and a transportational tune from his On the Edge album, Orient Express. That was the third song from 1985 in this 40-year musical journey on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Please Stay Tuned is the title by Chet Atkins from Stay Tuned, without please. Chet was on guitar and backed up on guitar by Paul Yandel and Steve Lukather, the latter of whom is from Toto. Jeff Porcaro from Toto was on drums, David Hungate on bass, Shane Keister on synthesizer, and Clayton Ivey on Rhodes piano. Before that, Dan Siegel with Orient Express from On the Edge. Dan played piano, synth, and drum programming, Keith Rooster on bass, Carl Verheyen on guitar, and Alex Acuna with percussion. On to 1990 for this song and the one after it. This song is another one to feature drum programming, but it also has Vinnie Colaiuta on actual drums. It's MWA, Musicians with Attitude by David Benoit.
Hi, Hi, this is Jay Beckenstein of Spyro Gyra. You're listening to Mike Shamari on WCWP.
And the name of the show is Instrumental Invasion, where we're on a 40-year musical journey this week. We just finished the 1990 leg of our journey with Spyro Gyra and Para Ti Latino from Fast Forward. That was written by bass player Oscar Cartaya with the aforementioned Jay Beckenstein on soprano sax, Jay Azzalina on guitar, Dave Samuels on vibraphone and marimba, Tom Schumann on keyboards, Richie Morales on drums, percussion by Mark Quiñones, and the horn section arranged by and featuring Barry Danielian. Before that, David Benoit with MWA, Musicians with Attitude. Straight out of... no, that doesn't apply. And that's from David's 1990 album, Inner Motion. David was responsible for piano, synth brass, and synth strings. Marcel East played synth and drum programming, and yet there were also real drums from Vinnie Colaiuta. David, Marcel, and Marcel's brother Nathan East wrote MWA. We'll hear Nate twice in the 2015 portion of the show, but next it's four songs from 1995 on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Alana here inviting you to check out the Rockin' Sunday Show
and WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This segment takes place entirely a quarter century ago in 1995, starting with Bob Mamet, aided by Brian Culbertson and Steve Cole. Morningside is the song. Really drew out that last note. 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're in the middle of the 1995 leg of a 40-year musical journey on Instrumental Invasion, and that was the GRP All-Star Big Band with John Coltrane's Some Other Blues from All Blues. That was arranged by band member Tom Scott, who we heard earlier with Dan Siegel, and had solos by Chuck Findley on trumpet, Russell Ferrante of Yellow Jackets, who we also heard earlier on piano, and the Jackets' current saxophonist Bob Mintzer on tenor sax. Before that, Bob Mamet, David Mamet's half-brother, with Morningside from Day Into Night. Bob played piano and wrote the song with Steve Cole, and he played tenor sax. Brian Culbertson was on keyboards, and he will be again with Jeff Jarvis when we get to 2000. But before then, two more songs await us in 1995. This one is by Nelson Rangel, who played flute on Some Other Blues. He plays flute in the horn section on this song, but alto sax is his primary instrument. The title is Going All the Way. I'll do it straight now. Going All the Way, Nelson Rangel.
Support for WCWP comes from MapTunes.
Visit us at WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
WCWP, Brookville. LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is Hour 2 of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on WCWP, Brookville. This week we're on a 40-year musical journey that you would have heard on homecoming weekend had there been one. We just left 1995 with Crosstown Kids by guitarists Lee Ritenour and Larry Carlton, both from Greater Los Angeles, and both alumni of 4Play, who we'll hear when we get to 2015. We also heard Larry in 1980. Crosstown Kids is on Lee and Larry's collaborative album, Larry and Lee, and features keyboard work from David Witham and Greg Fillinganes. Before that, the third of the four 1995 songs, Going All the Way by Nelson Rangel from his Destiny album. Nelson wrote that with Chuck Loeb, another 4Play alumnus who played guitars and keyboards. Mel Brown was on bass, Lionel Cordue of special effects and now Spyro Gyra on drums, and David Charles with percussion. Well, after four songs in 1995, we just have two in 2000, starting with Silverbird by Jeff Jarvis.
Silverbird,
88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Our 40-year musical journey on Instrumental Invasion just took us through the year 2000. The second 2000 song was by the Rippingtons, Cruisin' Down Ocean Drive in South Beach from Life in the Tropics. Band leader Russ Freeman was on guitar and keyboards, Bill Heller on piano, Kim Stone on bass, Dave Hooper on drums, Ramon Islas with percussion, and Eric Marienthal, who was part of the GRP All-Star Big Band earlier, on soprano sax. Before that, another song featuring Brian Culbertson and Steve Cole, Silverbird by Jeff Jarvis from Morning Drive. Jeff and Brian wrote the song with Jeff on flugelhorn and trumpet and Brian on piano, keyboards, and trombone. Steve Cole was once again on tenor sax with Paul Jackson Jr. on guitar, Larry Kimple on bass, Oscar Seton on drums, and percussion by Lenny Castro. Larry Kimple also plays bass on this first of two 2005 songs, Here With You by Brian Simpson. We have completed the 2005 portion of this week's Instrumental Invasion on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That was Kim Waters with Dream Machine from his All for Love album. Kim played alto and soprano sax, mostly alto, with Chuck Loeb, who we heard with Nelson Rangel, back again on every other instrument in the song. Before that, Brian Simpson with Here With You from It's All Good. Brian played piano and keyboards on that song, which he wrote with Tony Moore, who handled drum programming and the hi-hat. Larry Kimple, who you heard with Jeff Jarvis, was back on bass, Tony Maiden on guitar, and Ron King on flugelhorn, one of the instruments Jeff played. The next leg of our journey has three songs from 2010 and one from 2015 on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Stay where you are.
So I get this call from my grandma, and she's like,
what's a podcast, and how much does it cost?
The WCWP app, available now on iOS and Android devices.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Schiltz, a.k.a. Paul Weimar, leads off the 2010 portion of the show with a song devoted to a district in South London within a London borough of the same name, Lambeth Strut. That was a pair of 2010 songs by a pair of Brits on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Ollie Silk with All We Need from All We Need. Ollie played piano and keyboards with Dwayne Smitty Smith on bass and Oscar Seton on drums. We heard Oscar a decade earlier with Jeff Jarvis. Before that, Schiltz on tenor sax with Lambeth Strut from Going Underground. Schiltz wrote that strut with Jay Rowe, but Jay didn't play. Bill Steinway is who you heard on keyboards with Randy Jacobs on rhythm guitar and Nick Colione on solo guitar. We have four 2015 songs still to come, but here's a third 2010 song. It's the first track on the first album by a then 17-year-old multi-instrumentalist Vincent Ingala, who, like Jay Rowe, is a native of Connecticut. Jay's from Milford. Vincent is from Waterbury. This is Vincent with Vintage Vibe. Verily. ...88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Herb Alpert with Night Ride from Come Fly With Me in 2015. One of the songs I played on my live homecoming weekend show that year. Big Herb Alpert fan Jeff Kroll was setting up for his show as I played it. Night Ride featured Herb Alpert on trumpet, Scott Mayo on baritone sax, and Michael Shapiro on drums and percussion. Before that, the third 2010 song, Vincent Ngala on tenor sax, guitar, and all other instruments with Vintage Vibe from North End Soul, as in the north end of his hometown of Waterbury, Connecticut. And North End Soul was his debut album. His latest is Echoes of the Heart, where again he plays just about everything, but with a few guest musicians. The final leg of our 40-year musical journey sees three more 2015 songs and one from 2020. And you'll hear it next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
I can't take it anymore.
88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
The second 2015 song brings back Jimmy Haslett, Paul Jackson Jr., Vinny Colaiuta, and Lenny Castro. They're part of the Jeff Lorber Fusion on Starfish, or Sea Stars, if you will. FM and WCWP.org. That was the third 2015 song and first of two in a row with Bob James and Nathan East, who co-wrote that David Benoit song last hour. From Bob and Nate's collaborative album, The New Cool, we heard Turbulence, another song I played on homecoming weekend that year. Bob was on the requisite piano and keyboards, Nate was on bass, Scott Williamson on drums, and Rafael Padilla on percussion. They were all accompanied by the Nashville Recording Orchestra. Before that, the Jeff Lorber Fusion with Starfish from Step It Up. Jeff was on keyboards, Jimmy Haslip on bass, Paul Jackson Jr. on guitar, Vinny Colaiuta on drums, Lenny Castro on congas, all of whom we heard earlier, and Gary Meek on soprano sax. I played this last 2015 song at homecoming in 2016. Off their Silver album, marking their 25th anniversary, it's Foreplay with Aniversario. 25 is implied. That ending sneaks up on you. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That's the last of the four 2015 songs, Aniversario by Foreplay from their 25th anniversary album, Silver. Foreplay at the time was Bob James on piano, Nathan East on bass and vocals on Aniversario, Harvey Mason on drums, and Chuck Loeb on guitar, making his third appearance of the show. Helping out was Tom Keen on synthesizer. Tom and Nate wrote Aniversario. Well, we've reached 2020, which marks the end of the journey. Waiting for us at the finish line is Al DeGregoris with a song from his time-sensitive album, Odyssey, and 2020 was quite the odyssey indeed. Like every song on Time Sensitive, Al wrote and shared piano and keyboard duties with Jeff Lorber. Gary Novak's on drums and David Mann, no relation to Brian, on horns. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. See you in 2021. So long.